Well, I want to welcome you all to our Tuesday noon Bible study. We're here at Cross Culture Church, and we are in the book of Acts, and we have had such a marvelous time understanding that when the people are on one accord in one place, that the Spirit of God will fall and empower that group to do what God has called them to do. And for sure, we're looking through here, and we've seen about Paul here, how God changed him. He was on fire for the wrong side. God touched him, and now he's on fire for the right side. But also, when you get on fire and you start doing things for God, you're going to have some resistance. And so now we have Paul. He has been arrested. He's been through a few changes here, and now he's now being taken before leaders. Before the government, by Jewish people, with a charge that has nothing to do with the law, but because he has stirred up against them, they're taking him to court. So let's move on into 25, and we're going to start with verse 1. Now, when Festus was come unto the province, after 3 days, he ascended from Caesarea to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief of the Jews informed him against Paul and besought him and desired favor against him that he would send for him to Jerusalem, laying wait to kill him. So now we got a plot going. They want to kill Paul because everywhere Paul goes, he brings the revelation of Jesus. He brings the revelation of the resurrection of the dead. And the religious sect are opposed and angry and wanting to kill him. It's not just enough to have him locked up and persecuted. They want to kill him. 4, but Festus answered that Paul should be kept at Caesarea and that he himself would depart shortly hither. Let them, therefore, said he, which among you are able, go down with me and accuse this man if there be any wickedness in him. All right. 6, and when he had tarried among them more than 10 days, they went down to Caesarea, and the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, commanded Paul to be brought. Y'all like what's getting ready to happen now, right? Paul loves to be able to plead his case. And when he was come, the Jews which came down from Jerusalem stood round and about and laid many
serious
and grievous complaints against Paul. What it says, which they could not prove. They couldn't prove it. 8. While he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, neither against the temple, neither yet against Caesar, have I offended any at all. Now he pleaded his case. He said, now all of those that are talking about me, I didn't do none of that. He said, I didn't cause any disturbance. I didn't do anything. All I did was come and do what I was supposed to do in the temple. That's what I did. All right. But Festus, willing to do the Jews a pleasure, answered Paul and said, Wilt thou go up to Jerusalem and there be judged of these things before me? Then Paul said, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat, where I ought to be judged. To the Jews I have done no wrong, as thou very well knowest. What did Paul just do then?
He refused.
Yeah, he said, I'm a Roman. I don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm standing right here where I can be judged right here, and y'all haven't found nothing against me. You're not taking me nowhere. Mm-hmm. I'm a Roman citizen. I got rights. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I got rights. Mm-hmm. For if I be an offender and have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things whereof of these accuse me, no man may deliver me unto them. I appeal
to Caesar.
I love it. 12. Then Festus, when he had conferred with the council, answered, "Thou hast appealed, unto Caesar? Unto Caesar,
you shall go.
Good call. See, we're not talking about a case for government. We're talking about a religious case. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to make it into a political thing, but it has nothing to do with that. So they're saying we really don't have any. We can't put him to death for what y'all talking about. He's broken no law. All right. 13. And after certain days, King Agrippa and Bernice came unto Caesarea to salute Festus. It's getting ready to get exciting. Now I got to amplify it if we really want to get on it. Get on it, because it gets a little bit. And 13 and Amplified said, "Now after interval of some days, Agrippa the king and Bernice arrived at Caesarea to pay their respects to Festus, to welcome him and wish him well." Mm-hmm. So now God done already sent the intervention. Mm-hmm. All right. "And when they had been there many days, Festus declared Paul's case unto the king, saying, 'There is a certain man left in bonds by Felix, about whom, when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me, desiring to have what?
Judgment.
Have a judgment against him." Okay. And the Amplified said, "And when I was in Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me about him, petitioning for a judicial hearing and condemnation of him." Mm-hmm. For what? That was a religious issue. There was nothing about the statutes of the law that he'd done. All right. But now he's putting it on Agrippa. "To whom I answered, 'It is not the manner of the Romans to deliver any man to die before that he which is accused have accusers face to face and have license to answer for himself concerning the crimes laid against him.'" You see what's happening here? He said, we got a Roman citizen here. Mm-hmm. So we got to do this thing the right way. Mm-hmm. So now he's talking to King Agrippa when he's telling him. And look, he's taking a little bit of the heat off himself. He said, I know what we can and can't do here, so I didn't want to tell you what the case looked like. I'm not going to deliver him up because I know I wasn't going to deliver him up, King. I've just been holding him here for a while, but since you here,
I'm
going to let you deal with it. "Therefore, when they would come hither without any delay on the morrow, I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought forth, against whom, when the accuser stood up, they brought what? None accusation of such things that as I supposed." They didn't even have a case. So now he already laying it out for him, right? He said, "I did what I needed to do. They didn't come up with nothing that was worthy of death. But had certain questions against him of their own suspicion as of one Jesus, which was dead, whom Paul affirmed to be alive." Now, that's the case, right? Because what they were saying, they didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead. And so we had that group in there fighting for that. Right. "And because I doubted of such manner of questions." Let me read that in 20. "And I, being puzzled to know how to make inquiries into such questions, asked whether he would be willing to go to Jerusalem and there be tried concerning him." He said, I didn't understand what they were talking about. I'm kind of puzzled about the whole thing. So he said, "Well, look, do you want to go to Jerusalem and talk about it?" Nope, because it had nothing to do with the law and so of the country. So no, I don't want to go. Right. "But when Paul had appealed to be reserved unto the hearing of Augustus, I commanded him to be kept until I brought him to Caesar. 22. Then Agrippa said unto Festus, I will also hear the man myself. Tomorrow, said he, thou shalt hear him.
And also we have to remember the Lord had told Paul to go to Rome.
He said, you are
going,
right.
He didn't want to go to Jerusalem. He was told to go to Rome.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so it's all
right.
Working out.
Right. Well, I'm not going there. I got a mission to go. And y'all don't even have enough evidence to stop me from going where I'm going. 23. And on the morrow, when Agrippa come and Bernice with great pomp and was entered into the place of hearing, when the chief captains and the principal men of the city at Festus' command, Paul was brought forth. So, you know, there was a big thing. Here Agrippa and Bernice coming in. They blowing trumpets. You know, King Agrippa's in town.
Queen.
Yeah.
A lot of people coming
because they see the festivities going on, right? And Festus said, King Agrippa and all the men which are here present with us, you see this man about whom all the multitude of the Jews now have dealt with me, both at Jerusalem and also here, crying that he ought to not live any longer. But when I found that he had committed what? Nothing deserving of death, that he himself had appealed to Augustus, I have determined to send him, of whom I have no certain thing to write unto my Lord. Wherefore I have brought him forth before you, and specially before thee, O King Agrippa, that after examination had, I might have somewhat to write. For it seemeth to me unreasonable to send a prisoner and not withal to signify the crimes laid against him. So we got it going now. Everybody's trying to pass the buck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He said, now, I don't have anything. But since you here and you want to hear the story, then I'm going to let you come up with what it is, because I can't write anything. So if it's going to be anything, then you're the one going to have to do it. So everybody passing the buck.
And isn't this king on a higher level than Festus?
Oh, absolutely. He was there coming because he was in the area just to go ahead on and recognize him. But you see, Festus said, I passed my end. Now, if you want to do something, because I can't even write anything to send him. He said, you should be able to have some cause to say, I'm sending you this person. This is what he's been charged with. He said, they don't have any charges. There's nothing really that I could bring. So for the length of time, and you all who are listening to this podcast, you're going to have to wait till
next Tuesday
to get to some of the matter. Because when Paul talks to Agrippa, mm-hmm. we got a statement there that's carried us all the way to this day. Almost thou persuaded me.
Yeah.
So hold on to your seats and be in prayer. We're going to come back next Tuesday, the Lord's willing, and get into chapter 26 and hear Paul's case to King Agrippa. Father, we just thank you for these that are wanting to and are drawing from your word, from your wisdom, from your power. We thank you that you are going to keep us into your presence and keep us close to you and camp your angels round about to take us to our next destination. And we'll be careful to give you alone all of the praise, the honor, and glory. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody said amen.
Amen.